In 1914, during the earliest months of World War I, Pope Benedict XV implored the Germans, French, and English to have a Christmas truce, and they ignored him. The first trenches on the Western Front were built in September of 1914. Trench warfare was tedious and brutal. There were insects, fleas, and the trenches were dirty and muddy. They were also occasionally flooded. It was cold in winter and extremely warm in the summer. On Christmas Day 1914, the captain of the Scots Guards saw four Germans rise out of their trenches unarmed. They walked toward the British trenches from what was known as no man's land. The captain and an ensign went out to meet them. The German visitors consisted of three private soldiers and a stretcher bearer, and their spokesman started off by saying that he thought it only right to come over and wish them a Merry Christmas. And he trusted them to keep a truce. They didn't have orders from their officers to come over. They just decided to do this on their own. And they had come out of goodwill. The Germans said that they had no enmity toward the English troops, but that authority lay with their leaders, and they had to obey. They would not shoot again unless the English shot first. Well, the Scots Guards captain proposed a ditch in the middle as a meeting place for both sides. And when he returned a couple hours later, he heard boisterous singing of Tipperary, as well as Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. And he saw seven groups of 150 men in each group going down the lines. He couldn't believe it. Over the course of the day, the English and the Germans sang songs from both of their countries and Christmas carols, including Silent Night. And they ended with Auld Lang Syne. During this time together, after the singing, every sort of souvenir was given and traded. The men showed one another pictures of their families and their sweethearts back home. They swapped addresses, talked about favorite places in one another's country, and cigarettes, cigars, and rum were shared freely. A soccer game was played, with the Germans winning 3-2, and they buried the dead from both sides. The truce continued on the 26th until 4:30 p.m., when the troops were informed by the captain that it had come to an end. While World War I lasted four more years, 1914 was the only year there was a Christmas truce. This is a true and a hopeful story, a story of light in the midst of darkness. During a time of war, death, uncertainty, and misery, soldiers from opposing sides gathered together to celebrate Christmas as best they could. In 1914, German, English, and French soldiers, some Catholic, some Protestant, were familiar with the story of Jesus and his birth. Many of those in the trenches were Jesus' followers or were at least familiar with his life and teachings. To them, it seemed contrary to Jesus' birth, life, and message to be fighting and killing people on Christmas Eve. One soldier writing home before Christmas wondered why God hadn't given up on humanity, given the violence and carnage. There were so many memories of Christmas etched in these soldiers' memories. The day itself and these memories made them miss their families and wonder about the soldiers on the other side of no man's land. What about those other soldiers who were also apart from their families this Christmas? And from a place of shared humanity, and because of the birth of a baby in Bethlehem centuries earlier, they were able to come together for a brief period of unity and peace. While America is not engaged in a war like World War I, we are a country deeply divided. We are divided into red and blue states, urban and rural areas, elites and the working class, different religions and cultures, pro-big government and those wanting a smaller government. And we've not yet learned how to balance the acknowledgement and celebration of difference, of different histories, races, cultures, and religions, and all the richness that is there, with clarity about what we all share in common. And yet, precisely amidst our differences, I believe that the baby that was born to Mary 2 millennia ago has something to say to each of us, our country, and our world this night. For in Jesus, God came to show all people a way forward in a time of confusion, struggle, paralysis, fear, and sorrow. Jesus' way was different from the way of the rulers of his time. His way was not a way of war, violence, hatred, or domination, but of love, integrity, reconciliation, peace, and justice. On the night Jesus was born, God became flesh in a particular time and place to give hope to all people, and especially to those who were ordinary, ignored, unseen, and powerless. It's easy to forget the surprising and even scary nature of the first Christmas. It included things that were unexpected, happening in places that were unsought. Mary and Joseph didn't expect to have their baby on the road in a manger. The shepherds didn't expect an angelic visitor. And Mary and Joseph didn't expect that the group of shepherds they didn't know would come to see their newborn baby. Further, God's message interrupted the shepherds in the midst of their ordinary lives. The shepherds were tending their sheep as usual when an angel burst into their midst. They weren't at a retreat center in Santa Barbara seeking a powerful experience of God when they encountered the angel. They were just doing their jobs, just trying to get by. Until Jesus returns, there will most likely be power struggles, egotistical leaders, tribalism, refugees without a home, violence, divisions, and policies and structures that benefit the well-connected and wealthy at the expense of the poor. But the baby who was born to Mary grew to be a man who embodied a whole new way of life in relationship with others, bringing people together, healing divisions, and freeing us into a vision of the way things can and ultimately shall be. May we each create space in our hearts and lives to receive the gift of a child born into a dangerous and contested space, who brings peace and unites those set apart. And may we implore the God who sent this child to give us the courage to be instruments of God's peace in the days ahead, and to never stop believing that God can bring a way out of no way, bearers of peace out of no man's land. May God help us sow love in the midst of hatred, listen deeply to those who are different from us, stand with those who are vulnerable, console those who mourn, and never stop seeing the humanity and dignity with those of those with whom we disagree. Amen.